Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 10 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. That's a little bit of Van Halen bringing us back. You know, folks, it's just the two of us, just you and me. As you know, every week I take a couple of segments and talk about things that are on my mind. And today I want to talk about Fast Start. I want to help you think about next year. Let's get this one behind us. But every year at this time, I have this conversation with you about what we got to do while you're trying to wrap up the current year, make it as good a year as possible. Let's start thinking about what can we do right now to make sure that January 1 hits with as clean a slate as possible. And whether it's a year when our reality was something we once knew as normal or an unprecedented and unimaginable year of a global pandemic like this one, the abiding management question for all small business owners is always the same. What's the best use of my time right now? And at no other time in any year are we more time management challenged than in December, any December. The 12th calendar month is the only one where two powerful imperatives converge against a hard stop, each demanding a full measure of your time, attention, and resources. And that is the perennial push to close out sales performance as strong as possible this year, while simultaneously setting up the business for a fast and clean start next year, when the new year dawns. Pardon the football metaphor, but in the marketplace game your business plays all year, December is the final goal line stand of your two-minute drill. And in this tight transition period, now further compressed by a pandemic, that fierce competition for precious time and resources requires discipline and devotion to fundamentals. Of course, focusing on sales is a year-end intuitive. You're going to do that. You should. I wouldn't want you to do anything else. Focusing on next year, that's the hard part. While you're closing out this year, getting ready for next year, and squeezing that all into 1 month, this is the most challenging month. Consequently, let's spend a little time on that last one, on getting ready for next year. Our grandmothers practiced the fundamental of spring cleaning every year when the weather broke warm. In the marketplace, in order to kick off the new year right, your spring cleaning should be done by January 1. Here are a few ideas to get you started with your December cleaning and preparation for 2021 performance and profitability. First, let's reimagine your stuff. Let's get the hard one out of the way first. Even if you're not a pack rat like me, you've accumulated stuff that you don't need anymore. For example, one of the markers of a 21st century office is a digital graveyard. I've got one. Unused or broken computers, monitors, things like that may have some value. So call a tech recycler. They're in the phone book. That's funny, isn't it? In the phone book. Google tech recyclers and convert them into cash. Sometimes I laugh at myself. I should. Convert all that into cash, but regardless of what it is, if you can't sell it or give it away, throw it away because it's in your way. Here's an idea. Have a small dumpster put out back and just start throwing stuff away. If it's in your way and you don't know how to get rid of it, it's unproductive. Throw it away. Next one. Rethink expectations. Two kinds of expectations. First is customers. Yes, I'm going to beat that drum again. Whatever you're supposed to be doing in 2021 is inside the heads of customers right now. Unfortunately, they're not likely to wrestle you to the ground and demand that you listen to them. There are too many other shiny objects swirling around them. If you don't know the top five things that customers expect from you next year, not January, the whole year, you'd better start asking face-to-face. Yes, Zoom qualifies for now. Your expectations are next. Classify customers into four groups by profit, by gross profit, from their most profitable A's to the least profitable D's. You should worship the A's, cater to the B's, encourage the C's, and teach the D's about self-service. If any customer's expectations encroach too much on your profit margin, either raise your price or allow them to seek shiny objects elsewhere. Yes, I did just say fire customers when you need to, even in a pandemic. Next one is reload talent and training. At the end of this year, perhaps more than any other, you know exactly which employees have demonstrated leadership and engagement when you were up against it. Shining a light on the performance of leaders like that this year, right now, will motivate them to start fast in the new year. And the same light will expose non-leaders. You owe producers the most effective organization possible, which means letting the unproductive pursue their careers elsewhere. Yes, I did just say you might have to let some people go even during the holidays. And as I've said dozens of times this year, your business model for 2021 will require different execution than a year ago. That means new training, and that means you need to anticipate future gaps in execution based on post-pandemic customer expectations and invest in your people by training them. Your new expectations of customers, the gaps that you find there, means there's training to be done. Train your people. So here's a rookie question. What if I train my people and they leave? You're worried that you're going to invest in people in their training and they're going to leave. Well, here's the veteran answer to that. What if you don't train them and they stay? That's worse. Number four is rethink inventory. The pandemic has accelerated e-commerce by 5 years, according to an IBM survey. Even if customers still buy the same stuff as last year, count on different expectations about how to find it and take delivery, which impacts your inventory strategy. And by the way, the technology part of this is a whole other discussion. As with customers, stock the most profitable A's, a few of the B's, a couple of the C's, but never let a D inventory item spend the night under your roof unless it's paid for already. Remember, profitable inventory management is just in time, not just in case. Now get your broom out. In 2020, the high percentage play of businesses will post a net operating loss than in a typical year. If that fits you, it's time to write off obsolete and damaged inventory. Yes, I know you have some. Next year, you'll thank me for taking the hit. You've got to write it off this year, folks. This is the year to do it. Last one is rejuvenate your accounts receivable. Some net operating loss, same operating net loss song, different verse. Take another hit by writing off uncollectible accounts receivable now so you can start clean in January. If it turns out that you collect some of it next year, well, 2020 grease becomes 2021 gravy. The only thing more troubling to a banker than uncollected AR is not demonstrating the discipline to deliver a clean and accurate balance sheet. And here's a prediction. You're going to need an untroubled banker more in 2021 than you ever have before. And finally, don't saddle a hopeful 2021 with the dust bunnies of the horrific 2020. By taking these proactive steps and others from your own list, you'll prove to yourself, your team, and your banker that you have the discipline to make the critical decisions for which successful managers are known. While you're pushing the current year over the goal line, and I know you have, or you have to, have the discipline to set up your new year for a clean and fast stuff. I'm Jim Blassen. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.